Today with Joseph Prince.
The Lord says you are in Christ Jesus and practically you are in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Put your trust in Christ. Amen. Learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it will be ways of life, paths of pleasantness and peace. The Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that gets understanding. As I open the Word of God, I'm doing that right now. I'm opening the Word of God to you. Amen. So that you won't be carnally minded. Amen. But be spiritually minded. Every time your mind is set on the Word of God, you meditate on God's Word. Amen. You are actually setting your mind on the Spirit. And to be spiritually minded is life. Weeks ago, I had a dream. I just finished recording the Hazon Vision message, and I went home, slept, and I look forward to a good rest, especially after preaching. I expect to be a non-eventful night, but that night I had a dream. And in this dream, I was fishing by a beautiful lake, and I was on a small island and fishing with a fishing rod. And I was thinking to myself that this lake is so beautiful. If only I had a house just beside this lake, you know. It's so serene, calm. It's like the effect of tranquility is so refreshing. And I told myself, there cannot be anything that can hurt or destroy in this area and in this lake. So I was fishing quietly, and all of a sudden I saw, bopping out of the water, like skulls, literally skulls, right? And they were bobbing out of the water, white skulls coming out of the water. And it's like totally out of place from what I was seeing and just thought previously. And it was bobbing out one after another. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere came this huge crocodile. And with one gulp, all right, so one splash, it gobbled up, it devoured all the skulls and went in again. And once again, it was peaceful. And I felt the Lord speak to me in that dream, and the Lord said to me that the enemy is out, this year especially, is out to get those who are carnally minded. So God says to give you a message, not to be carnally minded. For the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And the Lord said to me, to be carnally minded, you know, we always think of carnally minded as someone who is addicted to pornography or things like that. Of course, that is being carnally minded, but that is an overt kind. But many a times, carnally minded can be trusting your own understanding, trusting your own wisdom, walking in the counsel of the ungodly, and putting your mind and your trust in your own talents, your own gift, your own efforts, which is contrary to the message of the gospel, that we cannot save ourselves. And the Lord says that that is to be carnally minded. And to be carnally minded is actually becoming food for the enemy. You remember that in Genesis, when after Adam fell, the Bible says that God said to him, "Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." And remember when God rebuked the devil. This is what God said. Dust thou shalt eat all the days of your life. God said to the enemy, dust you shall eat. And God just said that Adam has become dust. In other words, he's become carnally minded. He's become a man of the flesh, no more a man of the spirit. You see, God made us, though he gave us this body, amen, to live in, but we're not to be ruled by this body. We're not to be ruled and be carnally minded. Amen. God meant for man, when God breathed into man, that part of you that is eternal, that part of you that is royal, that part of you that has the likeness to God is the Spirit. And God breathed into Adam. God made his body from the dust of the ground. And that's why ultimately, if a man dies, amen, in the grave, his body goes back to dust. But that's the body. The real man will have to be housed somewhere, even after death, because you don't die. So either heaven or hell. And the Bible says that hell is not prepared for men, it's prepared for the devil and his angels, but those who follow him will end up in the lake of fire. And the Bible says very clearly that Adam was made a living soul, but the second Adam, Christ Jesus, who came to become the prototype man that God meant for all of us to live like. Amen? Jesus is the second Adam, and he came to be a life-giving spirit. But he came in the flesh. Amen? So we see in that pattern that God wants our spirit, the real man, to rule our soul, our mind, our emotions, and then our bodies. So when I saw this dream, and when I woke up, it was so real. When I woke up, I felt like the first thing God said to me is that you got to tell the people, stop being carnally minded. They become food for the devil. And God said to me that many a times you don't even realize that we are becoming devourable because we are carnally minded. Stay in the spirit. And I said, what is it? Stay in the spirit, Lord? And he said that that's where you were. You were on that island. The island, I was so near to what was happening. There was evil. Amen. I saw the crocodile come out, a picture of the devil, and devouring all the skulls, which is a picture of death, to be carnally minded. But I was untouched. I was on dry land. And the Lord says, you are in Christ Jesus, and practically, you are in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. Put your trust in Christ. Amen. Learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it will be ways of life, paths of pleasantness and peace. Amen. The Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Amen. Here it says very clearly that the man that finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, the proceeds of wisdom are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. This wisdom is more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. Now look at this. Length of days is in wisdom's right hand. And wisdom here is personified as a woman. You embrace her. Another place in Proverbs, it says you embrace her and you get her two hands embracing you. Amen. And length of days is in the right hand. Right hand is the hand of priority. Notice that God prioritizes length of days. Health. Amen. How many would say that health is a priority? Amen. In life. What's the point of having riches? What's the point of having, you know, fame and fortune if your body is wrecked with disease? Right? So God prioritized that. Length of days, which includes health, of course, to have length of days, is in her right hand. And in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So once again, wisdom gives us these five things. Amen? These five blessings that come from wisdom. Number one, length of days. Number two, riches. Number three, honor. Now, how many would say that these are the three things that you will look for? Above everything else, you want health, amen, long life, you want riches. And let's not pretend, people, amen, the Bible is not against people having riches. It's against people who are possessed, amen, who are living by riches. In other words, they're carnally minded. Their mind is always on how to make money instead of just focusing on the Lord and letting money chase them. Amen. That's God's pattern. Amen. For the child of God, this is how riches come to you. God is not against you having money. He's against money having you. Amen. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. Amen. So the best way to break that love of money is to be generous. Amen. To make sure that we are tithing, honoring the Lord with the first fruit of our giving, and then our offerings, blessing the poor, you know, helping people in need and all that. Praise the Lord. And this is actually what God says it will break, amen, that hole of covetousness, avarice over your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to have riches. Yes. Honor, esteem. We all want that. Amen. And what gives us this? Wisdom. Wisdom gives us health, riches, and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. Number four, it gives you a pleasant life, a life of pleasantness. Now, people have this idea that the Christian life is a life that's hard. Amen. No, my Bible says the way of the transgressors is hard. Amen. Jesus said it like this, take my yoke upon you. He says, first, come unto me, give me your burdens, and take my yoke upon you. Amen. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So give me your heavy burdens and I'll give you my burden, which is light. Amen. Give me your yoke of bondage and take my yoke upon you, and my yoke is easy. Amen? Easy and light burden. Yoke is easy, burden is light. That's the Christian life. Amen? You are to live that life. That doesn't mean that you don't have hardship outside. You won't face troubles in your life, but there'll be a lightness, there'll be a joy, there'll be a peace. Amen? There'll be a flow in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Praise the Lord. And the fifth blessing of wisdom is all her paths are peace. Peace, shalom, peace, well-being, peace in your mind, peace in your relationships, amen? Praise the Lord. And the greatest peace of all is peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have it, not trying to get it. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How do we get this wisdom? Amen. You know, I've been encouraging you to pray in this year of a Hazon vision, to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In Ephesians 1, it tells us to pray to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Notice it's called the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the greatest knowledge of all. And how does this spirit of wisdom operate? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. One translation says, the eyes of your heart being enlightened. So eyes of our heart. Notice our heart have eyes. We see on the inside. That's the Hazon vision that I'm talking about, that God wants us to walk in this year, to walk in revelation knowledge, to walk in that Hazon vision. In fact, in those days of Eli and young prophet Samuel, the Bible says there was no open vision. In one translation, I think it's the New King James, it says there was no widespread revelation. So revelation, the eyes of your heart being opened. Remember Adam and Eve? Their eyes, God made them complete, except for one thing. God gave them the choice to open their spiritual eyes, the eyes of their heart, either by the tree of knowledge of good and evil or by the tree of life. And today, men are trying to open the eyes of their spiritual eyes to the demonic world, to the occult, to New Age practices and all that. But God wants your eyes, child of God, to be opened by the Spirit, His Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Notice it's called the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the way He operates in your life, He causes the eyes of your heart to be enlightened. And the Greek word here is fortizo. Amen? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, fortizo, that you may know. Once your eyes open, you know. You know what God wants you to know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the two walking on Emmaus Road on the resurrection day itself? Amen? That morning, Jesus rose from the dead. And of all the extraordinary things that you would thought that the Lord would do, He did something very seemingly ordinary. Amen? He walked with the two to the small town, small village of Emmaus. Amen. And the Bible says their eyes were restrained from them, that they should not see Him in person, because it's more important for them to see Him in His Word. By that, the Lord is giving all of us an equal opportunity. Amen. And the Bible says right at the end, right, their eyes were open. Amen. At the Lord's Supper. So we see two, right? And a number of years ago, I remember studying on this, and the Lord opened my eyes to see that this is a parallel with the Garden of Eden. There were two in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, and we have two, which I believe is Cleopas and Mrs. Cleopas. Amen. It's a very homely scene. Amen. And seems very ordinary. Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. Loving one another. And before sin came in, and here they are walking to the village of Emmaus where they reside. And the Lord came. And here the Lord came in the cool of the, in the evening breeze. Amen. In the cool of the day. And here the Lord came with the two on the way to Emmaus. And remember that here they opened their eyes with a tree of knowledge of good and evil, which God told them not to eat from. And they realized they were naked. Their eyes were opened to see their nakedness, to see what they lack, to see that, to see their destitute state. And over here, the Lord broke bread, and they realized He gave them the Lord's Supper, amen, communion, He broke bread and they knew it was him. Their eyes were open to see him. They knew him, not their nakedness, but they knew him. Here, the result was, by partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the result was death. Of course, before death came in, all right, there was a disease, sickness, and growing old, and then dying. Okay? But it's all, even poverty came in because of that eating. And over here, one eating, their eyes were open to know him, to see him. So friend, when I saw that, I realized that the communion is actually the tree of life for us today. Hallelujah. It is the antitype of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. Whereas this tree brought death, this tree brings life. Hallelujah. And the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is so important because the Bible says the unfolding, the entrance of your words gives light. Here it says in Psalms 119, verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Notice the Bible says the entrance of your words gives light. And this word gives light in the Septuagint. Now, by the way, your Old Testament is written in Hebrew. Your New Testament is written in Greek. But there is a Greek version of the Old Testament called the Septuagint. So sometimes it's good for us to look at what the Greek says, because in that way you know that what corresponds to this word here is the same word here, and you can find the Hebrew word here. Therefore, it's the same truth. Amen. You will see more as I go along. So here, the word gives light, it's actually in the Septuagint, in the Greek, actually photizo. The very same word we saw just now in Ephesians 1, verse 18. The eyes of your heart, your understanding being photizo, being enlightened. Here's the same word. Amen. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That tells us that this spirit of wisdom and revelation operates with the Word of God. It is not apart from the Word of God. It is with the Word of God. Amen. Do you remember Joshua? In Joshua 1 verse 8, God says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, God said to him, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. Notice that Joshua, when God said this to him, obviously he was reading the book of the law. And what they had back then, Joshua, the Bible they had back then is the Torah, the first five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's what Joshua was meditating on and reading when the Lord says, this book, notice the word this, hazir, in the Hebrew is hazir, this. He was reading it, obviously forgot to say, this book of the law that you're reading, this book specific, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein. It's not enough just to read. God says, you must meditate therein day and night. But remember this, friend. The Bible says that Joshua, at this point, Moses has just died. And before Moses died, Moses laid his hands on Joshua. And Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. Remember, Moses laid his hands on Joshua. And now, when Moses is dead, the Bible says Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom. Amen. For Moses laid his hands on him. And that was the closing chapters of Deuteronomy when that was mentioned. The very next book is this chapter 1 of Joshua. And here's where we are. It's not enough just to have the spirit of wisdom. We need to open up the book. Amen. God operates with these two means of bringing wisdom into our life, bringing his own vision into our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So back to this verse in Psalms 119. It says, the entrance of your words. The word entrance in the Hebrew is petach. Petach actually means open the door. Today, when you petach the door, they say, open the door. So in the other versions like ESV, it says, unfolding of your words gives light. In the Young's, it says the opening, which is more accurate, the petach, the opening of your words enlighteneth, instructing the simple. So every time you hear the Word of God, as I open the Word of God, I'm doing that right now. I'm opening the Word of God to you. Amen. So that you won't be carnally minded, amen, but be spiritually minded. Every time your mind is set on the Word of God, you meditate on God's Word, amen, you are actually setting your mind on the Spirit. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Shalom, well-being, health, wholeness is all in that word, shalom. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we see that even though Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom, he did not neglect the Bible. He did not neglect the word of God. Amen. He opened it when God spoke to him and said, this book of the law, obviously he was reading it then, shall not depart from your mouth, Joshua, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Notice day and night, that you may observe to do according. Now watch that. May observe to do. That you may observe to do. God could have said, you shall meditate on it day and night. That you may do all that is written therein. No need to say observe to do, right? But God says here that you may observe. In Hebrew, shamer, observe, watch, see, watch. Amen? To do. In other words, when you meditate on God's word, take a passage of scripture or take a verse and you meditate on it, sooner or later, you will see how to apply it. Amen. Then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Notice, you meditate on God's word. Actually, meditation here is the word haggah in Hebrew, which is muttering with your mouth. I mean, the first line tells you that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Amen? Amen? Not just from your mind. We think of meditation only from in the area of the mind, but your mouth. Amen? Biblical meditation is not shutting your mouth and just being in your mind. Amen? Or blanking your mind out. All right? It is actually filling your mouth with God's word and thinking about what you are muttering. Haggah means muttering. Amen? Amen? Even in the wee hours of the night, if you can't sleep, it's the best time. I love to, if I can't sleep, whether it's the devil causing it or whether it's stress or whatever it is, amen? If I can't sleep, I tell you this, I just meditate on the word of God. Amen? As I meditate, I mutter those verses that come up. You can memorize Joshua 1:8 if you want. You can memorize Psalms 1 about the man who meditates, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate. Again, the word there is haggah, day and night. And as you meditate, you will observe. You will see the wisdom in that passage. You will see. That means it will come in a picture form. Amen? You will be able to see it. How? With the eyes of your heart. So it's not enough just to ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because Joshua had that after Moses laid his hands on him, yet he had to be in the word of God. Amen? All right, so now you see this word for meditate in Hebrew is haggah, but the word meditate in the Septuagint, the Greek version of this verse, is melatao. Now, why do I say that? Because there is a counterpart in the writings of Paul in the New Testament. In the New Testament, in 1 Timothy 4, it says here in verse 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. The word meditate here is the word melatao. Obviously, this is the New Testament and it's in Greek. But the reason I'm showing the both verses from the Old and New is to show you that this verse here is actually Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it will be haggah, to mutter upon these things. And what things are these? The context tells you is the word of God. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. The word of God, listen to preaching, listen to teaching. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which is the gift of teaching for Timothy. Paul was telling him. It was given to him by when the elders laid hands on him and by prophecy. Meditate upon these things, God's word. Give yourself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. Notice that every time God's word, church, listen, I find that every time God's word talks about meditation, there's always a benefit. There's always a blessing. And in Joshua 1:8, it says what? The blessing. For then you shall make your way prosperous. You will make your way prosperous. When you meditate on God's word day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Wow. What about Psalms 1? It says in Psalms 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Amen. When you find the word the law of the Lord, it's not specifically referring to just the Ten Commandments. Amen. The is the definite article. The law of the Lord refers to the entire, in this context here, the five books of Moses, the law of the Lord. Amen. The instruction, the word of God. Amen. So you meditate on the word of God and your delight is in the word of God and you haggah on it day and night. What's going to happen? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If one river is running low, there are rivers, my friend, rivers of water. How refreshing. Hey, how verdant, amen, how luscious this tree is that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, whose leaf also shall not wither. Just when I was meditating on this verse just yesterday, and I was sitting with my wife and we were eating and we were outside actually, and we were in a certain place eating, and we're just minding our own business and we're just talking and eating. But my mind was on this verse. And I just studied just now, whose leaf shall not wither. And I was looking at the word not wither in Hebrew and just meditating on whose leaf will not wither. Down came this leaf right to our table where we were seated, our lunch table. And it just dropped. And it was a dried up leaf. And it's like God is saying, your leaf will never wither like this. Amen. And I look at the leaf. It's like growing old. It's like decay, you know, like autumn leaves, they die. It's a sign of death, actually. We celebrate beauty, but actually we are celebrating. We don't realize it's the tree in its death form. But the Bible says, if you meditate on God's word, you are like a tree, amen, planted by the rivers of water. Planted is not just growing by itself. The word planted means someone planted you. Someone who loved you, care for you, watching over you, planted you. By the way, rivers of water. And you bring forth your fruit in your season, your leaf will not wither. And another place in the Bible Interpret Bible, it says leaves are for the healing of the nations. So your leaf, your health, your healing will never wither. Amen. You'll be forever green, forever young. Hallelujah. And look at this part. I told you just now, every time the Bible talks about meditation, there's some benefit. Amen. And here it says, whatever he does shall prosper. Just like Joshua 1:8. Amen. You shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. And here it says, when you meditate on God's word, whatever you do prospers. It doesn't matter what your occupation is, whether you're a doctor, a teacher, a homemaker, amen. Just whatever you do prospers. Amen. God ensures there's no such promise given by the methods of men, by the system of men, where they can train you to be good in your work, in the specifics of your work, amen. They can give you they can impart to you a skill rather, amen. Not a talent, but a skill. But they can tell you how to do it, but they cannot tell you to prosper in every area that you are involved with. Whatever he does prospers. And just now we read, you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Hallelujah. The word good success is the word sakal. The word sakal. Keep that in mind, okay? The word sakal. All right, the reason why I want you to see Timothy, here it says, meditate upon these things. We know that this word here is meditate because some other versions change the word meditate to take pains. Take pains with these things. Give diligence to these things. But actually, the King James and the New King James is accurate. Amen. It says, melatao, which is meditate. Because we saw just now, this same word appears in the Septuagint for Joshua 1:8, where it says, haggah day and night. Meditate on it day and night. The word melatao. Amen. So you meditate on it. And notice again, like I said just now, there's always some profit. There's always something prosperous, something successful that results from it. Here it says, that thy profiting may appear to all. That means what? It is visual. It is palpable. It is something that everyone can see. Amen. And they saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. Pharaoh saw it later on, but it was Potiphar who saw it first, that saw that the Lord was with Joseph and whatever he did, God made it to prosper. So think, who is Potiphar? He's not a godly man, amen? The world, your boss, amen? Your colleagues, the people of the world will see the Lord is with you, Amen. They might be able to define it. Amen. But they'll see the Lord is with you, and that whatever you do, the Lord makes it to prosper. Amen. It's always tied up with meditation. It is tied up with meditation. Amen. And it goes on to say, verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Now, Paul, by the Spirit of God, is telling Timothy, meditate on God's word, give yourself completely to it, that your profiting, your advancement, your success may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the teaching. Now, listen, he says, pay attention to yourself and to the teaching. Continue in them, continue in the teaching of God's word. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Save yourself. If you continue teaching the word of God, you will save yourself and you will save those who are hearing you. You know, when I first read this some time back, I was thinking, you know, it's strange that, because obviously Timothy is already saved. He's a pastor. Amen. This entire epistle was written by Paul to a pastor. And the word save, he is not saved from eternal damnation. It's not saved from hell. It's not saved from, you know, death, right? As we know it. It's not salvation being saved there. Although the word save here, sozo, also means salvation. Amen. When we are born again. Obviously, he's talking to a believer. So what does it mean when he says, continue in God's word. Continue to teach God's word. Because by doing that, you will save yourself and you will save those that hear you. You know what I believe it is? The word sozo is also used for healing. Amen. Then the context becomes clear, right? Because he's writing to a believer. So the only context is for a believer. What do we still need today? Being safe. Safe from our addictions, safe from unclean habits, sinful habits, a sinful lifestyle. Yes, but also safe. The word safe is used often in the Gospels, as when Jesus told the woman who was healed, who touched the hem of his garment, your faith has sozo you. So it's also include, amen, the word heal. Amen. You continue in the teaching, amen. Listen to God's word. You, as the recipient of God's word, keep on hearing God's word. Amen. Keep on tuning in. The unfolding of God's words, the opening of God's words, the entrance of God's word gives you light. Amen. It'll give you light. Fortizo. Praise God. And plus, you're praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to manifest. Amen. And the storms of life will not catch you. Amen. In a place where you cannot see. You know, one of the biggest cries that people have today, I hear it in the spirit, and I hear it also physically, you know, people around. I don't know what to do. They have a situation. I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, they are in this predicament. I don't know what to do. In a financial predicament, I do not know what to do. They are in a marital problem. I do not know what to do. And really, friend, the answer is the wisdom of God. Amen. Christ is made unto you wisdom. Amen. And the way it manifests is pray to God. Amen. Ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the eyes of your heart to be enlightened. We need to see, observe, meditate on God's word. And the other way that God has just shown us here is to meditate on his word. Take a verse of scripture. It might not be pertaining to your believing God for health or healing. You're believing God for a breakthrough in your addictions. Amen. You're believing God to restore your marriage. Whatever it is, take a verse of scripture. It can be a verse of scripture like what we read just now, Psalms 1, verse 3. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Can you see it? Can you see it? Has this portion of God's word given you a horizon vision? Can you see yourself like a tree planted, evergreen, ever healthy, ever strong, forever young? Amen. Whatever you do prospers. Amen. Can you see yourself in that way? Amen. If you can, if you have eyes to see, that is the horizon vision, my friend. That's the purest kind of horizon vision because it came from God's word. And God's word is full of horizon visions. And you know, I feel like this is a storehouse. It's a storehouse. God wants you to break it open, break the shell. Unfolding of his words, the opening of his words give you light. Amen. Gives you wisdom, gives you length of days, hallelujah, when the wisdom comes, and give you riches, honor, pleasure, and peace, hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes I feel like David in Psalms 119, 162, where he says, I rejoice at your word as one that finds great spoil. You know, in those days, they'll go into battle and their reward will be the spoils of war, where they get the sheep, the cattle, the gold, the silver, the weapons. You know, I rejoice at your word, David says, as one that finds great spoil. Do you feel the same way? Happy is the man that finds wisdom. Amen. Her merchandise is better than silver and the gain thereof than gold. Hallelujah. Amen. The same excitement you feel like, you know, there's a new kid in town in the stock market, you know, a company that's unknown, but you invested in it. And the next thing is the biggest thing. It's the biggest thing to ever hit, you know, the market. Amen. But you just found great spoil. The same feeling you have, amen, you ought to have it even more for God's word, because down here, the gain thereof is better than gold, and the merchandise of it is better than silver. All the things you can desire are not to be compared with her. Amen. Her price is far above rubies. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have a marital problem. We have a wisdom problem. We don't have a financial crunch. We have a wisdom or discernment problem. Amen. And many a times, regardless of the situation we are in, even this predicament, there is a wisdom from God that can turn the whole thing around. Because in the midst, imagine, right now, it doesn't mean that when we read Joshua 1:8, you know, think about it. Joshua is about to enter the promised land. But in the promised land, there are many enemies. A matter of days, they'll be fighting, supposed to fight against the Jericho people that are giants. They're actually giants, the sons of Anak. All right, the Anakin from the Star Wars, you know, before it became Darth Vader. Okay, all right. Anyway, the sons of Anak, okay? They're supposed to battle them. Just think about it. And Joshua just succeeded Moses, a great leader. He has a big pair of shoes to fill. He has about 2 to 3 million people to bring into the promised land. What a daunting test in the natural, amen? And it doesn't mean that everything is hunky-dory and everything is rosy and there's no battle to be fought. In fact, he's entering into a time of stress, a time where there's going to be battles fought, amen, and not only one battle, but many battles in the promised land. Yet, in the midst of all this, God said to him, I'm going to give you a secret. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you will meditate on it, melatao on it, amen, haga on it, day and night, amen, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you'll make your way prosperous and then you'll have good success. Amen. Amen. So for a commander like Joshua to take time to read God's word, and then, you know, you read God's word and then you take a verse that speaks to you, amen, memorize it and think of it. Even at night when you sleep, think of it. Amen. Think of it. Meditate on it. Amen. Meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. Mutter it day and night. Amen. For example, the verse 3 of Psalms 1, you can mutter it, he shall be like a tree. And see yourself as that tree planted by the rivers of water as you're driving to work. Amen. Amen. Whatever you're doing, as you go to school, amen, he shall be like a tree planted. Whatever he does prospers. I see myself as that man. Friend, you are now walking in the Hazon vision of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And notice also that it says the entrance of your word gives light, but it also says it gives understanding unto the simple. It gives understanding to the simple. And the word understanding here is bin. Bin. Right? Bin. Remember just now, happy is the man that finds wisdom. All right? The word there is chokmah. This is the noun of the word hakam. Now, all these things may not mean much to you now, but it will all come back, okay? Because God wants to teach you, church, listen, God wants to teach you the different rivers of wisdom he wants to release in your life. Like today, we'll say things like wisdom, but then there's also discernment, amen? There is astuteness. There is a certain knowledge, amen? All these words in English are different words, but they all bring you to the same result. A successful outcome. Amen. So there's a word called chokmah, which is also the word hakam in the verb form. Tabuna, happy is the man who gains understanding. Tabuna is from bin. And I go back to, it gives understanding. It gives bin to the simple. Why am I giving you this? Hakam, all right? Chokma is the noun of hakam and bin. Why? Because do you remember Joseph when he was translating, interpreting the dream of Pharaoh? And Pharaoh had a dream and he interpreted the dream to Pharaoh. And this is what Joseph said to Pharaoh at the end of his interpretation. He says to Pharaoh, he said, and the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. You know, Joseph is very smart. He didn't recommend himself. He just says, you know, Pharaoh, and now that we see what's going to happen for the next 7 years and the 7 years and all that, pick a man who is wise and discerning. Discerning and wise, amen? A discerning and wise man. And the word discerning is the word bin. And the word bin is actually the word for discernment. So for example, you say, that man has discernment. What does it mean? He can see through the true nature of things. He can see through the true nature of things. In a world that is a lot of facade, a lot of things that they do just for the personality show, you know, just like the highlight reels of our Instagram, you know, what is the real nature of things? Amen. When you hear a couple, all right, for counseling, do you hear them based on what they say or do you discern, amen, to the true nature of things? You want to help someone, you have to listen to the true nature of things. So that's called bin or discernment. Amen. So Joseph said, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man, set him over the land. Now, what wise here is the word hakam, where the noun is chokmah. Happy is the man that finds hakam and bin, right? Chokmah and tabuna, which is the noun of these words. These are the two exact words, amen, that's mentioned, that happy is the man that finds them. And Joseph recommended such a man. So the Bible says, you drop down, look at Pharaoh's response. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. There is no one as discerning and no one as bin and hakam as you. Amen. I'm here to tell you, friend, the world puts a premium on discernment and wisdom. Though they may not express it in those words, but they value it. This is something that no matter how advanced IT becomes and you have robotics and artificial intelligence and, you know, all these AIs and all that, all that Elon Musk can come up with and all that, you know, let me just tell you this. Nothing can replace a wise and discerning man. A wise and discerning man. Because the word sakal, let's go back to the word sakal again. Here it says, you shall make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Remember Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. As a boy, he grew up. He increased in wisdom. By the way, the word increase is the same word used in thy profiting may appear to all. Same word. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The very first area Jesus increased as a boy was in wisdom. Amen. He must have meditated on God's word. In fact, I have scripture to show you that Jesus as a boy meditated on God's word. It's taken from the Messianic Psalm, Psalms 119. Here it says, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Jesus as a boy has more understanding than all his teachers. In fact, it's for you and me as well. You can have more understanding than all your teachers, not more knowledge. In fact, many times they have more knowledge, but God gives you understanding, more understanding than your teachers. It's one thing to have knowledge. It's another thing to have understanding. By the way, the word understanding here is the word sakal. You shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Good success is one Hebrew word, sakal. In other words, it is putting two and two together, amen, resulting in a successful, prosperous outcome. Good success. Amen. That's the word sakal. And He says, he didn't say, I have more knowledge than all my teachers. He says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? Because your testimonies are my meditation. Remember the Lord when he was at the temple, 12 years old, his parents was looking for him and they found him at the temple. And the Bible says they saw him in the midst. He's always in the midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the midst of all the teachers. And these are the teachers and the rabbis of Israel, the who's who, man, in the rabbinical institute at that time. And he was sitting in the midst of them. And the Bible says he was hearing them. Amen. He was asking them questions and answering them. Notice a boy of 12 years old is not his place to preach to them. It'll be out of place, out of season. Amen. And he brings forth his fruit in his season. But as a boy, he's so beautiful. You can see his moral beauty here. Even as a boy of 12 years old, all right? He knew more. He has more understanding than all his teachers. Yet, he did not push his way to preach. Amen? The time has not yet come for him to have that posture. He honored them. He took his place. Amen? There's such moral beauty in this, in the Lord. And he asked them questions. And then I believe that they threw back the questions at him. And then that's why he says, and he answering them, they were amazed at his understanding. Amen? They were amazed at his understanding. So this prophetic, messianic psalm of Jesus says, I have more understanding. But there's the word sakel, where in Joshua 1:8, it tells you also, tied up with meditation. In Joshua 1:8, it says, you'll have good success. Now, if you look into the Greek, the Septuagint of this verse, you will have good success is you will have, listen carefully, the Greek word for sakel is suniami. Suniami. Sun means together. Niami is to put. Suniami. Suniami means to put two and two together. You know, there are people who receive God's word, but they're not able to put it together. Amen. There are people who memorize sometimes, but they don't meditate. Because suniami comes from meditation. Sakal comes from meditation, as we have seen. Amen. Even the Lord Jesus, he says, I have more understanding. Why? Than all my teachers. Why? Because your testimonies are my meditation. So as you meditate on God's word, amen, take a verse of scripture and meditate on God's word. Your wife shall be a fruitful vine. Look at her and see, wow, she intoxicates me. Amen. She is a fruitful vine. Don't just see her in the natural. See her in the supernatural, the way God sees her. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at your husband and say, he's a blessed man. Hallelujah. He's a blessed man. Whatever he does prospers. I see my husband like an oak tree. I see him like a solid tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. That's the Hazon vision that can turn around any marriage. Hallelujah. Praise God. And notice that sakal here is suniami. And suniami is used by the Lord in the parable of the sower and the seed. Remember in Matthew 13, it says here, therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Notice what causes the devil to come and snatch away what was sown in his heart. In other words, he heard the word of the kingdom. He tuned into the online every Sunday. He tunes in. But he does not understand it. The word understand is the word suniami, which is sakel in Hebrew. Does not put two and two together. He's not able to, you know why? He hears, but he does not meditate. Because we see suniami comes from meditation. Amen. It's not just enough. I heard the word. Amen. After you get up and Pastor Prince pronounced the benediction, amen. Think about which verse spoke to you. Of all the verses I shared, amen, and I share a lot of verses, find a verse that speaks to you and meditate on it, amen. Memorize it first and then chew on it the whole way. Meditate on it. Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of your trouble, meditate on God's word and you'll feel like you're having a feast. He prepares a table before the presence of your enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. You feel like you're having a feast. You feel like you have found great spoil. Hallelujah. But the only thing different is that it's better than silver and gold. And the best stock market, investment that you can ever have. Hallelujah. It's better than all that. Amen. So this man, it's not that he didn't hear the word. He heard the word. Even the devil came and snatched away what was what? Sown in his heart. In other words, he heard the word and the word dropped into his heart. But then he didn't meditate on it. He didn't water it by meditation. Amen. Just like you know, the idea of a ruminant animal, a cow that has four stomachs. He brings up the food, the cut, and then he swallows again to the second stomach, and then he brings up again until it becomes nutrients. Amen. Hallelujah to him. Praise the Lord. We need to meditate and meditate on God's word. The idea there is like a chewing the cut day and night. It's not enough just to hear. Amen. You need to meditate. And that's where Sakal comes in. That's where Sunyami comes in. You're able to put, oh, I see it. I see it now. I know how to apply this in my life. Yeah, I see it now. I see it now. I cannot make you see it. Amen. You can hear what I'm teaching, but you need to meditate. Ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Amen. And meditate on verses that speak to you. Will you do that? Will you do that? And at night when you cannot sleep, I want to share with you a testimony of someone who's a sister from Singapore. She says this, for the past 2 months, I have been suffering from insomnia. I would wake up in the middle of the night at 3:30 a.m. and would not be able to go back to sleep. It was especially stressful for me as I was looking after my daughter. My husband had to work in the office, so I was left on my own to take care of my daughter and the house. I had to take pills in order to fall asleep and was fearful that once I stopped taking them, the insomnia would return. One day, I heard one of Pastor Prince's sermons where he encouraged those who are suffering from insomnia to read the word before going to sleep. That night, I felt led to stop taking the pills and had peace as I did so. I read Pastor Prince's Eat Your Way to Life and Health, and I partook of the Holy Communion before I went to sleep. And I was declaring that sleep is a gift from God. And I'm redeemed from insomnia. Now listen to this. I kept meditating on Psalms 127 verse 2, which says that the Lord gives His beloved sleep. Even a verse like that, it's a short verse. He gives His beloved sleep. What a verse to meditate on. Amen. As you are on the bed. Amen. You can't sleep? Meditate. Don't count sheep. Amen. Amen. Chew on God's word. Feed on God's word. After doing this for a few nights, I woke up one morning pleasantly surprised. I had slept more hours than usual and the quality of sleep was good, even without the sleeping pills. You know, that's important because there are people who sleep 9 hours and they wake up groggy, they don't feel good. The quality of sleep was even wonderful. Amen. As she said, I have been having more good quality sleep. Thank you, Jesus, for redeeming me from sleepless nights. And the same can happen to you, my friend. Amen. I feel like there are people watching this and you have been having, you know, fitful nights where you just feel like, you know, you're tossing and turning and you're afraid because in the morning you have to go to work. And let me tell you this, meditating on God's word, even you got 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours, there'll be an energy, there'll be a supernatural energy. In fact, in Psalms 119, it says, quicken thou me according to your word. Quicken thou me. The word there is, make me come alive. Amen. Physically. Amen. The word of the idea of health, reviving. Amen. Reinvigorating. Quicken thou me according to your word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, when I was young, I was a very nervous person, especially when, you know, in secondary school, not primary school, in secondary school, the teacher would always come in, realize that I had this predicament and make me, of all the people in the class, it's a co-ed school, make me stand up to read. And, you know, I can't even read, let alone give a speech, right? I can't even read. And the book and the words are in front of me. I can't even read. I would just be stuttering. I had a stuttering problem. And then the girls would start laughing. The more they laughed, the more nervous I became. My ears would go red. And you know, I feared going to school because of this condition. I remember a passage from Jeremiah that God gave me in those days. And I was reading this. And Jeremiah was a young prophet. Yeah, the Bible says he was a young prophet. In fact, when God called him, he says, I'm a youth, I'm a young prophet, I'm a young man. But God was calling him to the prophetic ministry. Imagine that. He was a youth and he's supposed to preach against the princes of Judah and all the elders and the leaders. And he was afraid to stand in front of them. So I remember that this verse came to me, but it was only later on when God called me into the ministry that this verse came alive, because even then I had you know, problems preaching in front of people. I was very nervous, and sometimes the thoughts of my stuttering came back, and I was very nervous to even speak to a few people in the room. And this is the verse that God gave me. And back then, I didn't know about Hazon vision. I didn't know about all this. But this is what God says. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces. I was afraid of people's faces, all right? I look at their face and I would sometimes judge how they were assessing me by their face. And God says, don't be afraid of their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, now this is the Hazon vision that he gave me. Now back then, I didn't know it was Hazon vision, but this is what he said. I see you like this, son. I have made you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls. Not stony walls, bronze walls. Bronze is resilient against fire. Amen. It is very strong. It endures fire. So these walls cannot be burned down. I've made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, against the people of the land. They'll fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Now, think about it. It's a context of preaching. You know, Jeremiah's call was to preach to these people, and yet God says they will not be able to fight you in your preaching. Why? Because God says, "Look, I'm making you a fortified city. Amen. I'm making you an iron pillar, not just any pillar, an iron pillar." And I began to see myself when I stand in front of a crowd. I began to see myself a fortified city, iron pillar. Whew, hallelujah! Iron pillar, man. Six packs. Okay. Iron pillar. Amen. Amen. Bronze wall. So I look at the people's faces and I just, you know, it's like water off the duck's back. Amen. I allowed that vision to occupy my mind and I began to be obsessed. Amen. That's the word meditate. Amen. Over that visual picture God gave me. I'm a fortified city. Amen. I'm a bronze wall. Hallelujah. I am an iron pillar. Amen. Praise the Lord. But still, in the natural, I don't always feel adequate, but many a times that vision came to my rescue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So maybe God will speak to you, but you know, the Bible is full of Hazon vision, treasures that God wants to bring into your life for you to meditate on, for you to fill the eyes of your heart with. Amen. And all of a sudden, one day you'll wake up and you'll find, where's that fear? Where is that fear? And the Bible says you will find His place no more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this will encourage you to meditate on God's word. Amen. Find a simple verse of scripture. Amen. A verse that speaks to you. Maybe it's one of the verses that I shared with you just now. Maybe it's a verse, the entrance of your words gives light. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. And you do not know that you are fast becoming a discerning and wise man or woman. But you can't see it, but others will see it. And your profiting will appear to all. You will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Amen. Just like Jesus, our Lord Jesus, He grew up meditating on God's word. Amen. And that's why even in the temptation, the wilderness, His only response was, it is written, it is written, it is written. Amen. At the cross, He actually quoted the entire Psalm, Psalms 22. Amen. His heart was full of the scriptures, full of the word of God. Just like Paul told Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says, from a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Notice this salvation here is the word soteria, is the noun of sozo. All right, it's an all-inclusive word. Don't just think of saved from hell, I'm born again, I'll never go to hell. Don't just think of that. That is the beginning. Amen. You are safe and you're safe forever. Hallelujah. But soteria means well-being, protection, preservation, wholeness, health, mental well-being. It's all in that word, soteria. So the scriptures, notice Paul told Timothy from a child, and Timothy's mother and grandmother, they were all believers and they trained him well. You know, parents, take time, amen, to train your children in the ways of the Lord. Teach them, give them a memory verse. They might not like it at first, amen, but tell them, you know, this will help you, amen. This will help you when you are afraid, whenever you are alone or you feel afraid. Think of this verse, bring this verse up, amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. You are with me, your rod and your staff. See yourself as a sheep taken care of. The Lord walks with His staff. to protect you. Amen. You're not alone. The Lord is with you. And you know, you look on the right, goodness follows you. Look on the left, mercy follows you. Make them memorize God's word and teach them how to meditate on God's word. You know, I would tell Justin about meditation. And once in a while, when I'm muttering, he would look at me and say, Abba, are you meditating? I say, yes. Amen. Tell your children what you're doing. Amen. You lead not just by precept, by telling them, but you lead also by example. Amen. And meditate God's word in front of them. In fact, there's a verse that says, if you talk about God's word, it literally in Deuteronomy 11, it says, if you speak of God's word, lying down, rising up, walking by the way, amen. God says he'll multiply your days and the days of your children like the days of heaven upon the earth. Wow, days of heaven upon the earth. I pray that you will take this challenge, my friend, and meditate on God's word. Amen. In the wee hours of the night, if you wake up and you feel like a panic attack, you know, come on you. All right. Don't focus on the fear. Focus on God's word. Now, what's my memory verse now? What is that verse I'm supposed to chew on and bring that verse up? If you can, mutter it softly. Don't just try to keep it in your head because you find that there's a problem sometimes. Amen. But you mutter it. Your focus will be there. Amen. Mutter it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you this, you are reinvigorating yourself. You might have only a few hours sleep, but it's going to be good sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God is healing someone of a lung condition. And I see a dark spot on your lung. And the Lord has healed you of that condition. Go back to the doctor and get the report. And when you do, please let us know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is someone, you're watching this, and even just now as you're watching, your eyes begin to water. And this happens quite often, watery eyes, and the Lord is healing you right now. You find that it's almost like there's a clarity that you seldom have in your eyes. Amen. If you need to, please verify with the doctor and please write to us and let us know about it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone with a shoulder condition and you cannot lift your shoulder all the way up. Do it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift it, lift it, lift it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Punch into the air. Amen. The punch of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. You are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Someone with a knee condition. I think it is your, in fact, the Lord is showing me both sides. Yeah, both sides. People with right knee as well as people with left knee conditions, both are being healed right now. If you move your knee up and down, you'll find the pain is no more there. Amen. You are the one. The Lord has healed you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Once you've verified the results, amen, write to us also. Let us know about it. Praise the Lord. We can rejoice with you. Hallelujah. What God has done for you, God wants to do for others as well. And testimony will trigger off other testimonies. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And I see someone, when you lie down at night, you have this, it happened quite often, you have this heartburn. And it's causing you some sleepless nights already. And the Lord is healing you right now. In fact, you feel another kind of heartburn right now, warmth in all those areas. God is healing you to the very root cause of that thing. Even now in Jesus' name. Amen. So whatever your ailment is, whatever your condition is, amen, I want to pray for you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, because God always confirmed the word with signs and wonders following. Amen. He does not confirm man's words. He confirmed his word. Hallelujah. So if you can, stand to your feet, if you can. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord. And right now, just say, Father, I thank you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation, enlightening the eyes of my heart. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, fill their hearts, Lord. Fill their visions, Lord, with visions of life, health, longevity. Amen. Freedom from ailments. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for my words are they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. See that, my friend. See yourself as a tree planted by the rivers of water, as I pray for you right now. Amen. By the rivers of water. Can you see those rivers of water? You're always being refreshed. You're never lacking. Amen. Your leaf will never wither. Amen. See, whatever you do prospers. Sometimes you make a mistake. Even your mistake prospers. God will turn it out for good. Amen. Don't foolishly go, purposely go make mistake to prove that, amen? But whatever he does prospers means whatever he does prospers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, right now, touch, Lord. Right now, everyone, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that is suffering in any way, Lord, in their body or in their emotions or in their minds, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, pour in the oil and the wine and heal them completely, Lord, of it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, He is the healer of the broken heart. I see someone, a woman, I don't know why, but you've been doing a lot of crying recently, and the Lord is healing your heart. It's like oil is being poured in. Amen. His wonderful medicine with no side effects is being poured in. Amen. He's healing your heart. And one of the assignments of the Messiah in the anointing that God gave him is to heal the broken heart. Now, there's a lot of people with broken hearts. Amen. God is healing you right now as you're watching this. Be healed, my friend, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I pronounce your body's healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pronounce your mind to be at peace. Amen. In mental poise. Amen. In calmness, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your emotions not running wild. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, like waters of quietness. Amen. Where He leads you beside the waters of quietness on your emotions in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 There's such a peace. I feel it. Will you keep Jesus from now on in your eyes? Amen. Amen. And continue to increase in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. Amen. That, like Jesus did as He grew up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My friend, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, all this that I'm sharing are for believers. Amen. But you haven't even entered the kingdom yet. The storehouse is full of blessings for you, and the Father runs to receive you. Amen. If you just take one step towards Him. Amen. If you say, I'm a sinner, but Christ died for sinners. He died on the cross for all my sins. He had no sins to die for. He died for me in my place. He took my judgment so God can never judge me again if I put my trust in Christ. My friend, if that is you, pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for saving me. I thank you that you sent Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins, who became a curse for me that I might be blessed, who was rejected that I might be accepted. Thank you, Lord. He took all my shame. He took all my sins. He took all my diseases. And I thank you, Lord, that you gave me His righteousness in Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He was made sick with my sickness that I might be made the health of God in Him. Thank you, Father. Jesus Christ, say it. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father. You have raised Him from the dead, and He's alive, and I see Him at your right hand. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm safe, forever safe. All my sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, my friend, you are now a child of God, born again. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I love blessing you, people. I love blessing you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that it's not just, like people say, pronounce the benediction like in a formal religious way. I believe something happens when I pronounce it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be led by the Spirit. I know that circumstances are rearranged. Something that the devil planned is now being thwarted, being hindered because of this prayer, this pronouncement of blessings over you. Amen. Lift your hands if you can't stand to your feet. Amen. If you're with your wife, hold her hand. Hallelujah. It's time to hold hands again. Time to kiss here and there. Okay? Do it. I command you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands all across this place and everywhere that's watching this right now. Say, Father, I trust you. You are my refuge and my fortress from this COVID-19 virus. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be favorable to you. The Lord protect you and your loved ones from the COVID-19 virus, from every infection, from every disease, from harm, from tragedy, from all the powers of darkness. The Lord grant you and your families wonderful shalom, well-being in your bodies, in your minds, and shalom, peace, multiplied in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the people said, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Love you all. Hallelujah.
If you have just prayed the prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to welcome you to a new life filled with the goodness and abundant grace of Jesus. To help you begin this journey, we would like to bless you with an ebook titled The One Thing, 31-Day Devotional by Pastor Joseph Prince. Receive daily bite-sized inspirations of the favor, healing, and provision that God has for you. Simply log on to josephprince.org/salvation and download your free copy today. Get ready to experience the amazing love of God.
Hello, I'm so glad to see you today. My friend, if you're going through a night season or a challenging time right now, I just want to encourage you to keep hearing the good news of the gospel. You see, the more you hear about our Lord Jesus' love for you and about the perfect work He has done at the cross, the more faith will come and the more you'll be able to effortlessly receive every provision that you need. And this month, we have prepared a special teaching resource that we know will greatly encourage you and anyone you share it with. My friend, the Lord loves you, and He has a word in season to help you. As you listen to the series and soak in the good news of Jesus, faith will arise in your heart to receive every blessing He has prepared for you in the days to come. So be sure to request this month's special teaching resource and get ready to receive your breakthrough.
This month, as a thank you for your gift of support to our ministry, receive Joseph's brand new 4-CD album, Positioned to Receive Your Miracle. Discover how you can tap into God's constant supply of blessings and receive the breakthrough you need.
Do you know God is constantly supplying the Holy Spirit to you? Which means God is constantly supplying the Spirit and God is constantly working miracles.
And for a specific gift, you will also receive the How to Pray and See Results 3-DVD album and a prayer journal. Discover Bible truths and practical keys to help you pray effective and powerful prayers in faith.
When we pray, it's not to soothe. We pray to bring heaven down to earth. Ask in my name and you shall receive. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, you will receive.
Request these faith-building resources today. Call us toll-free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at josephprince.org.
It is on my heart today to pray for those of you who are facing financial challenges. Maybe you are struggling to support your family. Maybe you are in debt and you can't see your way out. I want to pray for supernatural cancellation of debt for you right now and for you to experience God's provision. Would you lift your hands as I pray for you now? Father, I thank you for everyone receiving this prayer right now. And I thank you, Father, that you love them. You know where they are at financially. You know those who are in debt and those who have made mistakes in the past and overextended themselves. Father, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to supernaturally cancel their debts by your grace. Grant them their financial breakthrough and give them the wisdom to steward their finances. Father, be their supply during this time and bless them to be a blessing to others. Cause them to have more than enough to be able to be a channel of blessing to many and to establish your kingdom, Father, on earth, in Jesus' name. Now say, Father, I receive this breakthrough in Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to keep tuning in to our broadcast and you can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great platform to consume the gospel and allow the Lord to take you from lack to abundant supply in every area. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcast on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today, and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.